This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, March 8, 2016. Zimbabweans today joined the world in commemorating International Women's Day. Representatives of various nations, civil society activists, and state officials took a 5-kilometer walk in Harare in an effort to highlight the importance of gender parity. A recent research shows that Zimbabwe has not been adequately responding to urban to rural migration, resulting in the continued marginalization of women regarding access to housing and other services. ZANU-PF National Youth League Secretary Pupurai Togarepi has scoffed at his alleged dismissal from the ruling party, saying the move is null and void. The family of Occupy Africa Unity Square leader Itai Dzamara says commemorations to mark 1 year after Itai's abduction by unknown assailants will go ahead regardless of whatever determination will be made by the High Court. Police have blocked the march set for this Thursday, saying it will infringe on other people's rights. Typhoid threatens Harare residents as 3 more people are infected by the disease, bringing the number of infected locals to almost 29 cases in Zimbabwe's capital. And Zimbabwe's Chevrons beat Hong Kong in the 2020 ICC World Tournament. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host of The Connection, Ntungamili Nkomo, and myself will be talking with listeners and experts about International Women's Day. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.